We are learning Maseches Yuma Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the fourth line from the top Nun Beis, beginning of a line, Amar Rav Nosson. We learned yesterday that in the first Beis HaMikdash, there was an Amma Traxen, which means there was a wall, there was an Amma thick. In the second Beis HaMikdash, instead of the Amma Traxen, they put two Pareichesim, according to the Rabbanan at least. Not according to Rav Yosef, according to Rabbanan, put two Pareichesim. What's the Pshat? So Rav Nosson says Pshat, which we mentioned yesterday, Amar Rav Nosson. The Amma Traxen, the Chum weren't sure what's the din of the Amma that's under this Traxen. Is it considered the Heichel or is it Kodesh HaKadoshim? And therefore they put up two curtains to cut off that spot and we don't know what that is. So that's Pshat Rav Nosson. So right now we are assuming that we know that the Heichel was 40 Amas long and the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 Amas long. So one amma of the 40 or one amma of the 20 was the amma traxin, which is not sure which one it's part of. Is it 40 ammas plus the amma plus 19 ammas, because that amma is part of Kodesh HaKadoshim, or it's 39 plus that one plus 20? That's the shaila. That's what we thought Rav Nosson was saying. Maskla Ravina says mehecha teisa. That's the suffix. My time ilema. If of course Shnuchsev says in the pesukim, these pesukim are in the beginning of Sefer Melachim, and it's talking about the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech built, which was the first Beis HaMikdash. It says, "Ilem Shnuchsiv Abayis Shabano HaMelech Shlomo LaShem Shishiv Am Arkoy." The bayis, which means the heichel that Shlomo HaMelech built, was 60 amos long, the esrim rachboy 20 amos wide, the 30 amos kamasa and 30 amos high. V'chsiv, and it breaks it down now. The heichel and the Kodesh Kedoshim. V'chsiv va'arbaim ba'ama 40 of those 60 amos hoya bayis hu heichel. That was the heichel lefnei. That was the heichel that was in front of me. V'chsev l'fnei ha'dvir, in front of the mechitza, called ha'dvir, eser amma oirech, 20 amas length, eser amma reichav, eser amma kamasa. V'lo yadinon, and must be, v'lo yadinon, I amma traks ni mahari eser, it's from the 20, mahari arbam. He said, what's your sophic? Your sophic is, it says, we have 40 and 20, you broke down the 60 to 40 and 20, and your sophic is the amma traxin from the 20 or from the 40? Is that your sophic? I'm going to tell you, maybe it's a different sophic. But just to speak out, important speak out, it says over here that in the first pasuk, that the height of the structure was 30 amas. When it does the breakdown, it says the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 by 20 by 20. What happened to the 30 amas? It first says that it was 60 by 30. The first pasuk says, "This is not the Gemara's kasha. This is kasha. I'm telling you, Tosfos kasha." It says, "Shishim amah arka, v'esim rachboy, v'shloishim amah kamasa." Then it says, "The Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 by 20 by 20. It was 30 amos high." That's Tosfos kasha on top. Tosfos has two mahalachim. One mahalach is he brings out Rashi and Sefer Melachim that says that 30 amah kamasa was the tire height, but the inside, the chalal inside, was only 20 amas high because it was the second floor. It was the second floor in Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's how Rashi says in Malachim. But the Gemara in Bava Basra has different tarets. The Gemara in Bava Basra says there was just 20 amas. It means 20 amas above the kruvim, the special kruvim that Shlomo HaMelech made that was standing on the floor. They were 10 amas high. So it was 30 amas high in the Heichel, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But above the kruvim was 20 amas. That's what it means, 20 amas. That's what tells you the second shot, which is Rapi the Gemara in Bava Basra. Akaponim, that's not what our sugi is, it's just a tight psukim. But what is Ravina saying? So it means your suffix is the amma traxin from the 40 or from the 20? But yes, that maybe that's neither tzad. V'dilma, loy mahani esrim, v'loy mahani arba. Maybe it's not part of 20, it's part of 40. V'chalol kachashav, k'sol kachashav. Maybe the wall is neither. Maybe there's a full 40 amas of ear space, of floor space in the Heichel, and 20 amas of floor space in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there's one amma in between. 60 means, as he says, 60 only means the floor space. 60 means the floor space. When it says, I ask, it says in the pasuk 60 amas means the floor space. That's where it's kasha. Maybe, v'chalola kachashiv, which means the ear space, the floor space, kesalim like kachashiv, not counting the kesalim. And I'll bring you a raya. Teda. Bring a raya from to the second base to make this, but the same idea. Anytime you're counting walls, you count the amma traxin as its own wall. You count the area as its own wall. What's the raya? The tanaim. Look to the mishnah maseches midos that a heichel was meya ameya. It was 100 amas in length, berum meya, and the height was 100 amas. The shayla berum meya. It just means the ulam was 100 amas high, but It means the whole heichal was 100 amos by 100 amos and the height of 100 amos. So let's break it down. So the Mishnah Midrash breaks it down. We're going now from east to west. It means you're standing in front of the heichal, in front of the ulam tekli, and you're counting from there to the back of the structure. It's 100 amos. How do you get 100 amos? Remember, it's only 60 amos in floor space. What's 100 amos? So the Mishnah explains like this. Kaisel ulam is chamish. The thickness of the wall of ulam is 5. Then the ulam itself is achas asrei, is 11. 11 plus 5 is 16. Kaisel ha-heichel, then the wall, thickness of wall ha-heichel is 6, that's 22. V'orkei ha-bar-mama, there's 40 amos of ear space in there, so that's 62. V'amatraxin, see we count the amatraxin as a separate thing. Amatraxin is 63. V'chof ama beis kodesh ha-kadoshim, and 20 amos of the chol beis kodeshim, so now we're up to 83. Kaisel ha-heichel is 6, is 89. That's the thickness of the wall of the heichal. Then v'atah is like a little like closet. Sheish is 6 amos, which is ready by 95. V'kos l'atah, and the outside wall of the tah is 5, is 100. So what do you see? When you count 100, was the amatraxin part of 40 or 20? No, at its own counting. So Ravina is saying, it's not a suffix if it's from there or from there. Rav Nosson means, what's the lach, the suffix is, what's the status? Ela, kedushose, ikil frim kilichotz. The suffix is, avada, the amatraxin, is a separate number, besides the 40 and the 20. The question is, the suffix is, under that amatraxin, is that a halacha of chutz or fnim, which means a halacha of heichal kodesh kodashim. Therefore, they put up two curtains, because we don't want to, by mistake, do the avada of kodesh kodashim in there, maybe it's the heichal. And we don't want to walk in there for no reason, maybe it's the kodesh kodashim, therefore we cut it off. But not that that's one of the 20 or one of the 40. It's a separate entity, and the suffix is, what halacha does it have? Does it halacha of pnim or chutz? That's the shayla. Behainu, Dom Rav Yechanan, and that's how we find that Rav Yechanan brings down from Yosef Ish Hutzel, a suffix had to read a pasuk in Sefer Melachim. Behainu, Dom Rav Yechanan, by Yosef Ish Hutzel, a suffix had to read the following pasuk. In the pasuk it says, Devir v'sech abayis mepnima heichin l'sitin shamas arim b'ris Hashem. Devir is the mechitza, is the proiches basically. So it says devir v'sech abayis mepnima heichin l'sitin shamas arim b'ris Hashem. He has a suffix, a boyle, and it's a suffix to Yosef Shutzel how to read this pasuk. Heichi ka'amar kra. How do you read this pasuk? Do you read it like this? Option number one is like this. U devir v'sech abayis. The devir was inside the heichel, the wall. Mepnima. Inside that wall, heichin l'sitay sham ha'aron. Inside that wall, you're prepared to put the aron. That would mean that wall is the heichal. U'devir b'soich habayis, there's a wall inside the heichal, and b'pnima, in front of that wall, you put the aron, which means you can't put the aron here, you gotta put the aron in front of the wall. It means the wall has a din of heichal. That's one side to read it, because the word b'pnima is separate from the word habayis. There was a wall in the house from the inside. And that's what you put the aron. And that would mean that the dvir is part of the pnima, which is part of the kodesh kodashim. So Rabbi Yechon is saying, the Gemara is saying, really Ravina is saying, that Rabbi Yechon brought down the Yosef Shutzel suffix in the pasuk. It's beautiful. The suffix in the pasuk is, what's the din, what's the status of the wall, of the dvir? And that's very good with our suffix. So for anything about Akasha, we have a suffix how to read this pasuk. If a pnima goes to a bias or separate, mima safkale, does Yosef Shutzel have the suffix? V'atai learned in a braisa. Isi ben Yehuda Aimeh. Isi ben Yehuda says, there are chamish mekrayis b'toira, 5 psukim b'toira, ein lem hechra. We're not sure how to read it, which means that one word, we're not sure if it goes on the beginning of the pasuk or what's coming after it. That's the suffix. And the Gemara gives 5 examples. The 5 examples are, top of numbeis on beis, top 5 examples are, seis, mishukadim, machar, or vekam. And we'll explain each one. Seis is a pasuk by Kayin, that Kayin did. Hashem didn't accept his carbon, and he was very upset. And the pasuk says there, "Haloyim seitiv seis." If you do good, seis. From loy seitiv lepesachatas ravitz. What does the word seis mean? So there's two ways to learn. Either you learn like this: "Haloyim seitiv." If you do good, seis, you will have a kapara. From loy seitiv. If you don't do good, lepesachatas ravitz. It means seis goes to the word seitiv. The other way to learn is like this: "Haloyim seitiv kama." Se'es v'im lo yiseitiv l'pesach atas revetz. Se'es is going part of the pasuk lo yiseitiv. Means you'll have a avoy, nesias avoy. You will have a avera im lo yiseitiv l'pesach atas revetz. The Tosham Rei speaks out, and the problem is the vav is extra. It's a problem with this extra vav because it's se'es v'im. That's a kasha. But we're not trying to read se'es in earlier or afterwards. That's one example. Next example. Mishukadim. It says in the pasuk by Menorah, Uva Menorah Abar Gvim, there were four cups, Mishukadim, with pictures on it, Kaftareh for Rachel. It's flowers that, for Rachel, the flowers, the Kaftareh is like it's wheels or buttons, is what it is. Now, Mishukadim is going on what? It's going on the Gvim, or it's going that the Kaftareh for Rachel have to have pictures on it. So how do you read it? Or Uvamnei Rabag V'im Kama Mushukadim Kaftarah V'Rachah. Or Uvamnei Rabag V'im Mushukadim Kaftarah V'Rachah. If it sounds familiar, that's good, because we learned Chumash Rashi, you see, it brings down the Safik Taka. So that's, a Mushukadim is the second Safik. Number three is Machar. What? If it's going back on the word G'vim or on Kaftarah V'Rachah. When it says Mushukadim, which means pictures, is it going back on the word G'vim or on the words afterwards Kaftarah V'Rachah? What? Huh? Yeah. The third one is Machar. This is talking about the Mechama that Moshe Rabbeinu fought together with Yeshua Keneged Amalek. It's in Parashas B'Shalach. It says, Vayomer Moshe al Yeshua, B'chal lonu anoshim, get me good tzaddikim, v'tzei yilokim v'amalek, and go fight with Amalek. This is the word Machar. There's a Noichi Nitzav HaReisha Giva, U'matalikim Yodi. I'll be standing on top of the mountain with the matalikim with my hand. Now, Machar means like what? How do you read it? B'chol lonu anoshim tzei lochim amalek Machar, go fight tomorrow with Amalek, and V'Noichi Nitzav HaReisha Giva. Or it means like this, go fight with Amalek. Then Machar, tomorrow, Noichi Nitzav HaReisha Giva, tomorrow I'll stand on the mountain. Today you don't need tefillahs. Tomorrow you're going to, second day of the war, you're going to need tefillahs. That's the shahat how to read it. And the third suffix. What's the fourth suffix? The word Arur. This is already a big chiddush. That's a suffix. But the pasuk says in Parashat Vayechi in the Birchas Yaakov, it's like this. They're talking about Shimon Velevi. Besoidam al tavay nafshi bekolam al teichad kvaidiki ba'apam hargu ish uvertzayne mikroshar. Then it says Arur apam ki oz vevrosam ki kashasa achalken biyakov afitzim biyisrael. So how do you read the pasuk? Ki ba'apam hargu ish uvertzayne mikroshar Arur apam. So we learn, read it Arur Apam, why? Because it's a new pasuk. But for some reason, like the Mashal speaks out, we didn't know exactly the psukim. And suffix is like this. Do you read like this? Ritzoinam ikru shar Arur, which means Ritzoinam ikru shar Arur, which is the shar Arur is Shechem, referring to Shechem, who's the Arur Canaan. Or Ritzoinam ikru shar Kama, which actually means Yosef then. Arur Apam ki oz ve'evrosam, and we're cursing the Apam. So where's where Arur go? Arur goes with Apam, or goes together with the word shar. And the fifth suffix is Vikam. That's a pasuk that Hashem tells Moshe when he's going to die. It says, V'yem Hashem Moshe, Hinecha Shoichev Ema V'secha, you're going to die. Vikam Ha'am Hazev Ezona Akrei Hinecha Arz. And the Klai is going to get up and go do Avodah Zarah. What does Vikam mean? Is it going on Kam Ha'am, like I read it? Or V'yem Moshe, Hinecha Shoichev Ema V'secha Vikam. You're going to die now, but you're going to wake up. You're going to have Tchias Mesim. And then it says, Ha'am Hazev. So where's the word Vikam go? Beginning with that. These are the five sfeikis of Isi ben Yehuda. And the kasha is that if Yosef Ishutza has a suffix about the pasuk Udevir B'Soich HaBayis V'Pnima, you have a sixth one. What do you want from Yosef Ishutza, Isi ben Yehuda? What does one guy do with the other one? If Yehuda has five, you have another one. You know why? It's Shverik, because by Tanya, who Yosef Ishutza, who Yosef HaBavli? Yosef Ishutza is Yosef HaBavli. Who Isi ben Yehuda? The same Tana. Who Isi ben Gorariyeh? Who Isi ben Gamliel? Who Isi ben Mahal? It's all the same person. Umashmai, what's his real name? Isi ben Akiva Shmai. His real name is Isi ben Akiva. So the kash is, the sixth one, there's a sixth pasuk. If there's suffix about the Dvir, Habayis V'Pnima, so the chayra, with the Rebbe Habayis V'Pnima, the chayra, you have a sixth suffix, and for the Gemara, not like this. But the Raisa Lekka, in the Torah, in the Chamishi Chumshe Torah, there are only these five sfeikas. But the Navi Ika, there are more in Navi. And that pasuk is a Malachim, and therefore it's not counted in the list of the five sfeikas. Freit the Gemara, over the Raisa Lekka, in the Torah is no more sfeikas. The Ika, the Bayi Rav Chista, there's a Shaila of Rav Chista that says in the end of Parashas Mishpatim, talking about the Kabbonis that the Bechayrim brought, the only time in the Torah you find the Bechayrim brought Kabbonis, the Bechayrim brought the Kabbonis there before Matan Torah. It says in the pasuk this: Vayishlach es nare bnei Yisrael, vayalu oilois, vayizbechu zivche v'zvachem shlom l'Hashem parim. That's the pasuk says. Vayishlach es nare bnei Yisrael, vayalu oilois, vayizbechu zvachem l'Hashem parim. Now the word parim at the end, is that going back on shlom and oilois or not? So do you read it like this? Vayizbechu nare bnei Yisrael, vayalu oilois, which means kvasim. Doesn't say in the pasuk. That's what it means. Means parim. Both parim. And the question is, the word parim at the end of the pasuk go back on both zvachim and on both shlomim and on oilos. That's the question. So you see another suffix in the Torah. So the Gemara, Rav Chista. This is Rav Chista. It's not Isi Ben Yehuda. Rav Chista, Rav Chista had the suffix. Isi Ben Yehuda, Pshitle. Obviously, Isi Ben Yehuda knew which one it was. We don't know. We don't know what he held. But obviously, he didn't have a suffix on this. He only had a suffix on those five. You say there's another suffix in the Torah. It's Rav Chista. But Isi Ben Yehuda is not responsible for Rav Chista's svekis. Rav Chista has a suffix. If the word parim is going back on Oilois or even on Shlomim, that's a new suffix. So Akapanim, what comes out of the Gemara is that by Amatraxin, it's a suffix if that space is called the Kodesh or the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's a suffix in Navi. We have five suffixes in the Torah, and maybe a sixth, that's Rav Chista. According to Isi Ben Yehuda, you don't have a sixth suffix.